Pokémon TCG Buying Path 2026 Battle Academy vs League Battle Deck vs ETB. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy Battle Academy when two players need to learn. Buy a League Battle Deck when one player can already manage a turn and wants a stronger, coherent list. Buy an Elite Trainer box for packs, accessories, and set collecting, not because you expect it to contain a playable deck. Pokémon's shelf is friendly until four boxes with Pikachu on them promise four completely different jobs. Battle Academy is a scripted teacher. A standard X battle deck is a simple ready deck. A League battle deck is a stronger competitive style skeleton. An Elite Trainer box is packs, accessories, and storage. Imani's route protects the most important thing in Pokémon, the moment a new player stops following arrows and begins planning a turn. What should a new Pokémon TCG player buy first? Buy Battle Academy when two players need to learn. Buy a League Battle Deck when one player can already manage a turn and wants a stronger, coherent list. Buy an Elite Trainer box for packs, accessories, and set collecting, not because you expect it to contain a playable deck. The first purchase must create a complete legal table, teach the signature decision, and reveal whether your group wants a second session. It does not need to maximize the number of wrappers opened. How does Pokémon TCG actually work at the table? A legal Pokémon deck has 60 cards. Players set an active Pokémon bench, 6 prize cards, and draw through Pokémon energy and trainer cards. One energy can normally be attached each turn. Battle Academy scripts the opening so setup, evolution, attacks, weakness, retreat, knockouts, and prize cards appear in a controlled order. The first teach should expose that engine before it introduces exceptions. Play with visible hands when necessary, narrate one clean turn, and let the learner make a legal imperfect decision. Ownership begins when they can reset the table without you. When should you upgrade and what should you skip? Repeat Battle Academy without the script. When the learner can reset and play independently, choose one League battle deck with a strategy they enjoy. Upgrade with targeted trainer cards and singles after observing weak turns. Treat an ETB as a separate collecting opening purchase. Use singles to solve diagnosed problems. Random packs are entertainment, draft material, or collecting, not a reliable repair kit. Write down 3 weak turns before shopping. If the same problem appears repeatedly, fix that problem and stop. What do experienced Pokémon TCG players warn newcomers about? The expensive confusion is believing an ETB is the deluxe version of a starter. It is not a deck. Rotation and legality also matter for league play, while a beloved kitchen table deck can remain useful at home. Keep those goals separate. Current Pokémon community threads concentrate on sleeve shuffle feel, side-loading binders, tournament deck boxes, and whether a box comfortably holds a sleeved 60-card deck plus markers. That advice becomes useful after the player has one stable deck, not before. Community discussion is most valuable when the same friction repeats across different owners. Product confusion, format legality, required duplicates, upgrade cost, storage bulk, or a teaching product mistaken for a competitive deck. One angry delivery review is not game design. The Pokémon TCG first month plan night 1, play the product intact. Nights 2 through 5, repeat before modifying. Nights 6 through 10, identify the decisions and cards that produce the best and worst turns. Only then, choose one upgrade path, sleeves, and a deck box. This sequence turns excitement into evidence. It also gives a new player enough fluency to understand community advice instead of buying somebody else's favorite answer. Playing and collecting are two excellent hobbies. Until the receipts blur, a Pokémon collection can support play, celebrate artwork, follow a favorite species, complete a set, preserve sealed boxes, or do several of those things deliberately. Trouble begins when every purchase is described as for the deck, even though random packs rarely supply the exact trainer engine and card counts a coherent list needs. For a player-first path, keep one legal 60-card deck sleeved and intact. Use Battle Academy until setup and turns are independent, then move to a current league battle deck or another coherent product suited to the player. Record weak turns, buy exact singles, and check current format legality before an event. A favorite kitchen table deck can remain loved after rotation. It simply belongs to a different promise. For a collector first path, state the boundary in one sentence: one species, one artist, one set, one rarity tier, or one sealed product type. Use a checklist and a hard monthly opening budget. Buy singles when completing the collection matters more than the surprise. An ETB can be a satisfying set ritual because it combines packs, sleeves, dice, and storage, but it is not a disguised league deck. For a child or family, protect autonomy. Let the learner choose the Pokémon or strategy that makes them want another game, while the adult quietly protects deck legality and purchase boundaries. Do not dismantle the only playable deck to fill binder holes. Duplicate cards are not failures. In a card game, the ordinary trainer that makes a deck consistent can be more useful than the glamorous pull. At the end of month one, ask two separate questions: what do we want to play next, and what do we want to collect? If the answers are different, that is clarity, not indecision. Give each answer its own small budget and storage home. What should you check before the next purchase or event? A strong teach uses one sentence per phase. Set the active and bench, draw, attach one energy, play trainers, retreat or attack when legal, resolve the attack and check prize cards. Let the learner handle every card, even when the move is not optimal. After the scripted game, shuffle and play open-handed once before closing hands. For League, bring a current deck list when required, matching spare sleeves, damage counters, status markers, and patience. Ask the organizer which regulation marks are legal rather than trusting a marketplace title that says competitive. Product packaging sells an experience, official format documents govern an event. When comparing two League decks, do not rank only the headline Pokémon. Compare setup consistency, trainer engine, replacement cost for rotating cards, complexity of sequencing, and whether the player enjoys the deck's losing games. The better first serious deck is the one that explains why it failed and invites another attempt. A spectacular attack that appears once per evening is less educational than a clear engine that produces meaningful choices every turn. Final verdict: the clean Pokémon TCG buying order by Pokémon Battle Academy 2024 first. Move to Pokémon Charizard X League Battle deck when the first product's teaching job is complete. Treat Pokémon Ascended Heroes Elite Trainer Box as a specific later fit, not an automatic graduation. Then open the dedicated storage guide. Protection should fit the deck and play pattern you proved, rather than becoming a second hobby before the first one begins. Final verdict: start with Pokémon Battle Academy 2024. Add Pokémon Charizard X League Battle deck only when it solves the next real table need. Keep Pokémon Ascended Heroes Elite Trainer Box as a specific branch, not a compulsory rung. Frequently asked questions: is Battle Academy or a League Battle deck better for beginners? Battle Academy is better for true beginners because it scripts the lesson and includes a board. A League Battle deck is better after the player can play independently and wants a stronger list. Does an Elite Trainer Box contain a playable deck? Number and ETB contains booster packs and accessories such as sleeves, dice, energy, and storage. It does not provide one coherent 60-card deck. What comes after Battle Academy? Play unscripted Academy games first, then choose a current League Battle deck or simple battle deck that matches the player's favorite strategy and intended level. Should I buy Pokémon boosters or singles? Buy boosters for the opening experience and singles to improve a deck. Random packs are not a dependable way to find the exact trainer and Pokémon ratios a deck needs. Can children take Battle Academy to Pokémon League? They can use it to learn, but local league participants may use stronger and current format decks. A patient league can still be an excellent next community step. What should I buy only after 10 real games? Buy only the upgrade your completed games identified, exact singles for a deck problem, storage size to the collection you actually use, or a mat that solves a real table or camera issue. Do not let randomized product replace diagnosis.